Those in Arizona's political circles got a surprise this weekend when they heard former Secretary of State Ken Bennett was announcing a challenge to Governor Doug Ducey in the GOP primary, which is only 4 months away. Bennett says the governor's plan to raise teacher pay doesn't make sense.
You've got some districts whose average salaries are in the low 30s, and you've got others that are in the low 50s. To solve this problem, we need to make sure we're not just maintaining the distance between the haves and the have-nots.
Annie Vogt is a Republican political consultant for Veritas in Phoenix and spent time with the Ducey administration. She's with me for a few minutes to talk about the GOP gubernatorial primary. Annie, what did you think when you first heard that Bennett was challenging Ducey?
It was very shocking. I would call it bizarre, even for 2018, just when you think you've kind of lost the ability to be surprised by anything in politics. Ken Bennett announces he's running for governor. I was definitely surprised, as was, I think, anyone that's, you know, a tuned in Politico. No one could have predicted this. So
even as comfortable as Governor Ducey's reelection has looked, and to many people still looks, even with what's going on with the Red for Ed and this sort of thing, were you surprised that anyone challenged him? I guess, were you thinking that with all this popping up, there might be someone who, at least with a name, would challenge him, or is that a surprise as well?
Well, it's surprising because it's so late in the game. It does raise questions as to why he's doing this. I mean, the way I see it, Ken Bennett is running on a single issue, and it's Governor Ducey's 20 by 20 teacher pay raise plan. So he's made it clear that that's his issue. Unfortunately, I think where this could hurt him is that he hasn't told voters yet what he's actually for or what his platform is, just that he's against the governor's plan. So now he has very limited time to actually lay out a platform. And I think voters are more motivated by what are you going to do? What are you for? Not what you're against.
And how much of a point can a candidate like this make when an issue that certainly education funding has been an issue for a long time, but this specific aspect of it has only been around for a week, 10 days, whatever it may be. Does that indicate to voters that maybe this is not a person who's quite, even though he's been Secretary of State and has run many times, he's not quite ready for this race?
Well, and I think that this is where he needs to be careful, because if he doesn't just go all in and give 200% to this campaign and you know, kind of create a pathway to victory, it could look like a couple things. It could look like Ken Bennett, the serial candidate. You know, he's running again. He ran in 2014, and he ran for Congress in 2016, and he finished fourth both times. And the concern is that I think if he doesn't show that he's serious and lay out a more serious platform other than just running against one issue, it raises the concern that this could look like sour grapes even from 2014. So I'm not saying that he's not serious about it. He just has little time to show the voters that he is.
Without having you speak for the entire Republican Party, I would never ask you to do that. What would the general response be to this? Again, considering he was Senate President, Ken Bennett was. He was Secretary of State. I mean, this is someone who has won elections. He's been pretty highly regarded, certainly among the GOP. Does this change any of that?
Well, the concern is that it kind of raises the question, the big question, the million-dollar question, why is he doing this? I mean, he's had people telling him, don't do it. He's doing it anyway. So I think the fear is that it comes across as not a serious campaign, as, again, it's election year. Here's Ken Bennett running kind of the serial candidate sort of sour grapes issue. I mean, he needs to come out with some sort of platform. And not to mention, the deadline for filing signatures is a month away. So logistically, it even raises the question of, is he going to get enough signatures? He probably will, but there's a small chance that he doesn't. And then beyond that, you know, raising money, he's running clean elections. So there's, you know, more, they're going to have to qualify those signatures. So he just has a hard kind of hill ahead of him.
When I asked initially whether the governor could potentially have some sort of foe in the GOP primary, I was thinking maybe because of the teacher thing, with someone who would come to his right flank, they seem to be sort of in the same camp as far as the GOP goes.
Well, right. And just, why so late? It does raise that question. Why now? Why so late? I mean, education has always been a huge issue. It's been a huge issue for months and years. And so it does make you wonder, is he just kind of trying to get his name out there and be relevant for the future or what?
Annie Vogt of Veritas. Annie, thanks for joining me this morning.
Cool. Thank you.